It's all about God. God's not part of your life. He is your life. I had a picture when I was in the prayer meeting this morning of God just breathing and breathing and blowing into your lives, infiltrating every part of you. I wonder how open are you to that breathing of God into your lives? Are you shutting a door or are you opening it? Take the safeties off. A lot of us have safeties on. And God kind of embedded that into me this week. Some of us have got safeties on. Get rid of all the safeties. God wants to speak to you. He wants to show you something. But stop trying to put your safeties on. Oh, not yet, God. I'm not ready for that yet. Oh, not today. I want you to go and do that. Nah, I've been there and looked at that. It's about saying yes to God and dropping your walls. It's about saying, okay, I'm going to do it, and taking a step forward. It's about breathing in the breath of God. Let's do that. Just close your eyes and breathe. Think of God blowing into you right now, breathing into you. Take a deep breath in. Holy Spirit, thank you, Jesus. The glory of God fill you. Put God at the center of you. Put God at the center of everything that you do. It is all about God. This is why we're here. This is how we live our lives. To put God at the forefront of everything that you do. The tears that you have cried, He has wiped away. The hurt and pain that you go through, He has taken hold of and made you well. The very anger that you have within you, the very anger that you've held, He has given peace in your life. The loneliness that you've sat and you've felt in your lives when you've sat in your room, God has held your hand. The love that He has given you again and again, through your fears, through every part of your emotion, God has held your hand and said, I love you. He knows you by name. Every one of you, He knows you by name. He knows your inside and out. He knows every time you wake up and go to sleep. He speaks not only to you during the day, He speaks to you at night. Live your life to the full as God has intended it to be. Don't hold anything back. Hallelujah. To unlock our potential to become like Christ. When you are born again, you inherit every promise of God. Peter tells us that these great and precious promises are the things that make us partakers of the divine nature. They unlock our potential to become like Christ. Hosea 6:3 says, let us know, let us pursue the knowledge of God. Let us press on to know the Lord, meaning we seek an encounter with God, a revelation that launches us into a new awareness of life is to be lived. Let us have an encounter with God today that will not only shape the world around you, it will shape the world through you. You know who you are in God. You know who you are. God is in you, and He and you are in Him. Come on. You know who you are. Why should you live any less than who you are in God? God's created so many great things for you. Why are you holding back? When you've got a great God who loves you and has already given every promise under the sun because you've been born again. Live to your full potential. Live everything that God has given you. Live. God is your life. He's made you special and extraordinary. He's not made you average. No, 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 no. You're not the tail, you're the head. You've been custom made. Every one of you. You're one of a kind. There's no one else like you. Of all the things God has created, what He is most proud of is you. You are His masterpiece. You are His most prized possession. Keep your head held high. Don't keep looking at the ground. You're children of God. You are children of God. Know who you are. You are a child of the Most High God, made in His very image. Okay, I'm going to do this. All right, I want you to stand up. I'm going to pray a blessing over you because I'm going to do this. I might get my sermon, I don't know, but I'm just doing this right now. It's all right. I want to bless you today, but God wants to bless you today. God is already moving in your lives. God is already doing something in your lives and through you and around you. Your world is changing because of what God is doing right now in your lives. Hold your hands, you're receiving a gift. Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask that you would meet the faith and hunger of these beautiful people. I bless these people in the name of Jesus, and I ask for your Holy Spirit's fire to come upon them right now in Jesus' name. I ask that you would release your compassion and love into their hearts right now. Impart the gifts of word of knowledge, healings, prophecy, and the workings of your miracles through these beautiful in the days ahead of them right now in Jesus' name. As they wait in your presence, Father, I ask that your power would touch their hands, multiply your power, increase your power in their lives in Jesus' name. Soak their lives before you in your Holy Spirit and fill them with your peace. Jesus. Just let God. Thank you, Jesus. Shama kira. Uriaramashu. Sakira ramandras. Uriara kandresia. Jesus. God's doing some stuff. Just say yes to God. Say yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. All of you and me. All of you and me. See God just moving right now. I can just see Him doing some stuff. I'm not going to stop this. Some of you have to break down some walls. We break down those walls in Jesus' name. We get rid of all the walls that try and stop us and prevent us from loving you. We break them down in Jesus' name. We kick them out. They're gone in the name of Jesus. Yet God's love can break through everything and anything. There is a presence here of God. Oh, soak it in. Breathe it in. Breathe it in. Shama. Shama seek. Lord. Shama. I see God saying He's birthing something new in some of you right now. He's rebuilding something in you. He's birthing something dear. I don't know what it is, but you know what it is. I can see it. It's like He's planted a seed in the very soul, in the very heart of your lives. I don't know who it is, but there are some people that God's doing that here right now. And now He's watering it. God, we just pray on the minds of some of these people right now. There are some blockages in some of the minds here. I want to break those mind things right now. Take them out in Jesus' name. Wipe them out, the things that are trying to prevent you from our minds from progressing any further. We break the things in our heads right now in Jesus' name. We break them from our lives that we'd be able to actually see You, Father God, with our spiritual eyes, Lord. Don't you just love the presence of God? Jesus. God has made you whole. He's restoring people today. He's restoring. Restoring your heart for Him. Restoring your love for Him. Restoring. Hallelujah. You just all sit in there, but stay in there. Stay in their presence. The old saying is, if you're in something good, don't get out of it, all right? You're in the presence of God, stay in there. But that's my point. The point is, if you're in the presence of God and God is with you all day and every day, every moment of the day, why get out of it? It makes it so... You know, sometimes you go through the day, you've got things coming at you left, right, and center. And I've had my fair share of little problems this week, but thank You, Lord. You're walking with God, you've got a buddy to talk to. Remember, God's holding your hand. Testimonies are powerful. God's stories, I call them. Testimonies of life, they're very powerful. Everybody has a story of God doing something amazing in their lives. A story which defines and shapes, moves or propels them into something beautiful. A salvation experience, a physical healing, an emotional breakthrough, an encounter with the power of God, what you've seen and what you've heard God doing. No one can argue the power of your testimony. You don't need to be a theologian to share it. You don't need to understand God's power. It's enough to see Him, believe, and worship in Him. You just have to say yes. A bit like in John 9 about, you know the story about the guy that was healed with his eyes and mud over his eyes, and you know, he was blind at a young age from birth. We know that story all too well. In John. And a couple of the verses stick out from me regarding this, because again, here he shared his testimony with some hardcore Pharisees. What were they thinking? I don't know. But, you know, in John 9 verse 25, it says, he answered and said, whether he is a sinner or not, I do not know. One thing I know, that though I was blind, I now see. You think they'd get a clue after that. I mean, the parents said, you know, why ask us? He's old enough. You can ask him yourself. You know that story. But what gets me is in 37 and 38, when he actually meets Jesus after being chucked out, because he's telling the truth. Go figure. In 37, 38, and Jesus said to him, you have both seen him. And, oh, well, let's go a bit before that. Jesus heard that they had cast him out, and when he had found him, he said to him, do you believe in the Son of God? He answered and said, who is he, Lord, that I may believe in him? And Jesus said to him, you have both seen him, and it is he who is talking with you. Wow. Then he said, Lord, I believe. And he worshipped him. He had both seen, heard, and worshipped him. Jesus said, for judgment I have come into this world, that those who do not see may see me, and that those who see may be made blind. But he shared his testimony, right? Falling on deaf ears by the sound slings when he came to the Pharisees. Go figure. Each one of us was rescued and brought out of something for a reason. Thank you for sharing your testimony. That's beautiful. Thank you so much. That's awesome. 1 Peter 2:9 says this, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him, otherwise declare the goodness of him, who called you out of darkness and into his marvelous light. That's your testimony. What God has done, where you've been and where you are now. I have a couple of personal testimonies, and these ones are a while ago. I was involved in as a youth leader in my younger days, about 18, something like that, I don't know. There were 12 and 13 year old camps. It was on a farm in Raglan. Now, I was part of Central Baptist Church at that point in time. And I was part of the youth group. And so they were having a camp on a farm in the middle of nowhere. In the middle of nowhere, it's great. We had about 25 to 30 students of 12 to 13 year olds. Yeah. And I think the story goes is that I went there late at night. They started on a Friday. I think I went there on a Saturday night. I had something to do. It was on a farm in the middle of nowhere. I remember going there because we got lost and we ended up driving around someone else's farm looking for this camp. Totally different farm in the middle of the night. Realizing that there were about three names all across the addresses. Knocking on some guy's door in the middle of the night saying we're looking for this farm. And so we got there anyway. And so I got there late at night. It was more or less get there and go to bed. And on Sunday morning, I woke up to find the leader there in front of me and says, John, can you lead the children's church service this morning? I go, wow, yeah, okay. And so I said yes. I had no idea what was going to happen.
But this is one of those God moments. Eh? This is one of those moments where you're getting thrust into something and everything goes straight to God. Okay, what are you going to do? So here's these 25 to 30 odd children, kids there sitting in there. It was in the middle of the open. It was a beautiful sunny morning. You couldn't have asked more, a special place out in the middle of nowhere. And so we began the children's service. And so I thought, well, God wants me to share my testimony. So I shared my testimony about when I was a young boy, and Dad was my solo parent, and at that point of time, and there was us kids. So I shared that. And it was, you could feel something going on. You know when God's moving, right? You can feel it. And after I shared my story, I said to him, okay, who else wants to share their story? A 12-year-old boy got up, and this was the heart-wrenching thing. And I still kind of get emotional about it today. A 12-year-old boy began to speak about the abuse and the badness and the sadness that he had at school and through his life because of his epilepsy. It started to strike a chord, not only in the leaders, but some of the kids. Here's a 12-year-old boy sharing about his life. He broke down. Hurts and pains. And he talked about even God as his friend, as being the very thing that he held on to. That's powerful for a 12-year-old boy. A miracle happened that day. I didn't know what to do after that because let's pray for the young fella first. So we got leaders to play around for him. And then I started to say, well, God, what do you want me to do now? He said, I want you to invite those people who've never received God in their lives. Then I want to get those people who've wanted to, young kids who want to rededicate their lives, and anyone else needs prayer. So I began to sing the old song, Yes, Jesus Loves Me. I just sang the recourse. Yes, Jesus Loves Me. It's a good song. It's just affirming that. Yes, Jesus loves me. I closed my eyes, and at the end, you know, one of the leaders, I was singing away. I was having a great time in the Spirit of God, you know, not knowing what was going on in front of me. You know, every one of those kids stood up and came to the front. A lot of them, there were just tears everywhere. The power of God, and your testimony is very powerful. You have no idea when you share it to someone what's going to happen on the other side. You are not going to know, but unless you take that step of faith and say, yes, Lord, I'm going to share it, you're not going to know what God's doing in that person's life. It is so powerful, your God story. However small or big it is, it's still relevant for the person that you're sharing it with. Another story, I was a beach mission. The same thing happened. I used to do beach missions all the time. It was my thing to go out there, and I loved doing that. I actually followed my father because he was doing open-air campaigners in the days of old, and then I just carried on and doing beach missions myself. So we're at Mount Maunganui, and I was leading one of the teams. We're doing motor camps. You go into motor camps and do a children's program in the morning, and you do a children's program in the evening. Anyway, I woke up in the morning, I was bawling my eyes out. I was crying. I was crying having a shower and a toilet. I was crying having breakfast. I was in tears. I had no idea what was going on. Even the leaders couldn't figure it out. But God did. God did. Because he gave me such an overwhelming, I guess it was just a love for these kids. Wanting to see these kids come to know Jesus in such a way. So we went out that morning, we prayed as a team. I really felt something was going to happen, didn't know what. I'd stopped crying, I had to gather my thoughts and get there, and we got to the program. We did our program, you know, you get clowns running around the camp. I didn't. And you send them in a group of kids. So anyway, there's about 15 to 20 odd kids there. And the same thing happened again. For some reason, you share your testimony. I think it was one of the leaders that shared their testimony. And then we just prayed. And all the kids got up and stood and came to the front. God's power. you're not going to know. It happened the same night. A whole lot of them came to the front again. It's God's power. God has the power to restore hope and life, no matter how young or old. Your testimony is a testament of His great love and healing power in your lives. Your responsibility is to go and share it. To share it to everybody. God has made you whole. You are not dead inside. You are alive because of God and what God has done with you. You are alive. You are restored. You are passionate for God because God has done something in your life. You have a testimony of God's goodness in your life. In these dark days, it is getting pretty rough out there. It is critical that people see the hope of resurrection even more so today. Mind you, we've been saying that for years. People need confidence that God is real. That He loves them. That He can truly transform their lives into something of value. As one who has experienced that transformation, your testimony has the power to release the hope in those lives. Perhaps your story will encourage the addicts that freedom can be had. Perhaps your story will encourage the sick that their symptoms are not the final answer. The depressed that there is a place for exceeding joy. The outcast that there is acceptance. The worried that God will provide. No matter how big or small your story might be, just the hope that someone needs to make it through what they face today. Don't underestimate the power of your testimony. The testimony of great things God has done through you. Psalm 9 verse 1 says, I will praise you, O Lord, with my whole heart. I will tell of all your marvelous works. Acts 1:8, but you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. To be a witness to Jesus, to speak and communicate the things that you have seen and heard in your life that happened because of what Jesus has done in your life. 1 Chronicles 16:8-9 says, O give thanks to the Lord, call upon His name, make known His deeds among the peoples, sing to Him, sing psalms to Him, talk of all His wondrous works. Hallelujah. Just want us to stand right now. Let's just stand. The presence of God is always on you. It never leaves you. You have to make the choice to stay there, though. It comes down to you. At the end of the day, you are responsible for the choices that God gives you. You choose to stay there or you choose to not. I'd know where I'd rather be. I'd rather be in the presence of God. We love you, Father God, with our whole heart because you loved us first. Our faith is in Jesus completely, for He is faithful. We live our lives in such a way that His purposes are accomplished on earth as it is in heaven. For it is our sole desire for God to be glorified in and through us. Hallelujah. Perhaps some of us need
restoring in our lives. Perhaps some of us feel that we're not alive as we should be in our lives. Something's gripping on. God loves restoring people. He loves seeing them in their potential. I want to pray for you guys. So whoever in that category, perhaps you want to be restored, there's something not there that you just need help with, I want you to come up the front. I'm going to pray for you. And I also want those people just feel, you know, you're just kind of feeling a bit not so alive inside. And you need that encouragement. I want you to come to the front because I want to pray for you. That restoration in your lives. Because God's all about restoring. We're going to pray for restoration. Because I know there are people in their lives that just have such a hunger for God. Have such a love and compassion for God. Have such a joy for God. But there's something in their lives that they need to be restored in. If you're those, I want you to come around to the front. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Perhaps something's in your mind and you're having hard getting past the things of your head. I want you to come out too, because I want to pray for your heads, pray for your minds. Some things are struggling with up here because you can't get past that. I want you to come up front and pray for that. I want to pray for you on that one. Things up here, because in here often gets in the way of what God wants you to do, because you're thinking so much. God's got no space to get in there. It's full of facts, figures, and everything else to go with it. But God wants to do something there today. Restoration is the key to what God's wanting to do in your life. God's at the center of your life. Let's just be in that presence. Dennis, can I just get up there and just pray something absolutely amazing? That'd be awesome. We're just going to just, in the presence of God now, Father God, Holy Spirit, come right now. Holy Spirit's already in you. Just close your eyes, stretch out your arms. Hold there. Put God at the center of your lives right now. Put God center there. All your mind, all your heart, all your soul, at the very center and the core of your being. Put Him right there right now. Jesus. Leaders, just walk around and start praying for people. Thank you, Jesus. And I'm just going to pray for people as well. Thank you, Lord. In that Holy Spirit, Jesus. Restoration. Jesus. Jesus. Thank you, Lord.